You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Everything has to be a song.
So you basically refer to himself in the third person.
So this is called the Hamilton, right? That's the name of this punishment.
This punishment is called Medical Med. What's our company name? Metal Alert the Musical.
Oh.
Oh God, it's gonna be a long episode. Don't look so stunned in there, everybody. Like, this is what's gonna happen.
Should I do this? Are we doing this? Should I do this for the episode?
Are we
sing?
Rolling? Are we?
I don't know what's going on.
All right, we're rolling.
Should I sing? Chris Cody, you want to do yourself in the third person the whole time too?
Ooh.
But will I get credit for it if I do it for one Mr. Great episode?
Yeah, why not?
Will Chris Cody get credit for it?
Well, now I blew it. Damn it.
No, we haven't started yet.
Yes, you have. It's rolling.
But, okay.
Let's do it.
Bang that thing out.
Come on, me and you. Let's compete. Let's see who breaks first.
Can we start serving more punishments on Mystery Crate?
Yeah, is there another one?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, you guys, I see what's happening here.
What's happening here?
What's that?
What's happening here?
Loopholes.
So Chris just has to talk in the third person for a full Mystery Crate episode, and I'm good? And he's good?
That's all Chris has to do.
Hold on. Here's what we do. You can do, if you can get through the whole episode without messing up once, then it's good.
As long as Chris starts a sentence doing it, like I just did it there, like the rest of the sentence, no.
You can't,
as long as you establish it, as long as Chris establishes it in a sentance, like he's good for that sentence. Damn it, this is hard.
There's no I, me. Yeah, it has to be everything third person. Everything over here has to be in song. If you mess up, then it wasn't solved today.
It gets canceled.
Then you have to do it for a regular show day.
You have to do it for a regular show day.
But will that standard be held to a normal show day?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
No, because on a regular show day, you can mess up and then they'll correct you.
Yeah.
Right?
It's impossibly hard.
So maybe Chris should just save it for a regular show day.
If Chris wants to.
Well, try to do it now, Chris.
Chris will try. Chris will try.
Would you rather have Dan making fun of you for screwing up or us?
Chris would rather have you guys making fun of him.
There you go. So then this is the one. This is your get out of jail free card right here.
Is it though? I mean, tens of thousands of people listen to this. Are you saying that there's less pressure here on Mystery Crate?
No, I'm saying that the amount of time you have to do it saves you from having to do it over a span of hours.
I have to say though, you probably end up talking more on a per minute basis here on Mystery Crate
Stop
than you do on the show.
Introducing analytics into this.
Jesus. Nerd. He is probably right.
Of course he's right. He's Chris.
Do you guys, because Chris has this thought sometimes, do you guys ever leave a show and think, I talked way too much that show?
You mean think Chris talked too much?
No, he was saying it and as a quote, so it actually was fine.
I don't know what qualifies as a song.
I think you're doing it right now.
Really,
you should mix up the tunes, Chris. I think sometimes, yes, but on a very rare occasion, because usually there will be like entire hours or segments that like one of us or both of us or all three of us will sit out.
I've never said that.
Usually, Chris leaves a show and he's like, "I should have talked more."
Which Chris?
He should have talked more.
You know, I've been thinking about this Chris distinction.
Right.
So,
Chris-tinction.
When like Stu Gatz will address me, I'm most often referred to as witty. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, I do get the odd Chris. Is that confusing to the audience? I feel like the Chris championship belt is held by Chris Cody.
You own Chris
way more than I do.
Chris kind of gets a sense for what the question is. If it's about food.
Which Chris?
If it's about analytics, Chris then thinks it's about him.
Right.
Who?
The...
I'm glad we're wrecking this content instead of the other one.
The Chris branding, because...
Cranding.
You have to sing it.
Yes.
Cranding.
Okay, there you go.
You should do it like Oprah would. Hey, Cranding!
I feel like Chris Cody, at an earlier age, tried to brand himself as Chris and not as Cody, right? Whereas Whittingham, Witty, you kind of leaned into that. Does anyone else call you Witty outside of here?
It was actually more my brother's nickname growing up. So I felt like that was kind of like his corner. And then Stu Gatz can't help but call me Witty. And so Witty catches on here. So now I'm Witty here. And that is transcended into other parts of my life.
So your whole life up until working on this show, you've been Chris.
For the most part, yes.
And then you came here and you became Witty.
Yes.
How does your brother feel about this?
He gets territorial about it. I don't think he likes it very much. He doesn't like the fact that I've taken it off him.
Chris Cody
Fuck
thinks
him.
Wow. Okay.
Chris Cody thinks that nicknames love a Y.
Yeah.
And your name has a Y in it, so it's just like belly, Yours doesn't. I'm just saying, yeah. A nickname. One, it's basically whatever. It's whatever your name is. Throw a Y on there, and if your name has a Y in it, you're gonna just be that. So yeah. You just have to accept it.
Chrissy.
Mm. Yeah, see, it doesn't work.
Two guys call them Bells, though.
Ah, Bells.
El Hassi.
Sounds like Tallahassee.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It does.
Mm.
I don't need a nickname.
You've never had a nickname in your life?
Gilly.
I have, actually. And it had a Y in it, too.
Yeah.
It seemed like
asshole high school classmates gave this to you.
Yeah, pretty much. Right, yeah. On the nose.
What is it?
It was Skinny.
Hmm. Yeah. Or maybe Amini.
I went through all through college. People called me Skinny.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
From high school. And it culminated on the night of my birthday. My 21st birthday was the night that Joe Hamilton got drafted in the NFL. And we were neighbors and we were good friends and stuff. So I said, hey, why don't we just do a joint party?
Ooh, where?
It was in Atlanta. Mm. I don't believe the club exists anymore.
Okay.
But it was in Buckhead. So I showed up drunk.
This is in the year 2000.
This is in the year 2000, yes. I showed up drunk as hell. And
post Y2K?
This is post Y2K.
So yes. You guys survived.
The world didn't end. Okay. And when I got to the door, they said, you got to go to the back door. That's where the guest list is, the VIP list. The front had a line around the corner. I was like, wow. I went to the back, and the guy didn't have me on the list, and I started getting angry and yelling. And then they came in from the inside, and I said, no, he's cool. And I said, what happened, guys? Why wasn't I on the list? And he said, honestly, we don't know your full government name, and we're pretty sure you don't have ID that says Skinny on it. Yeah.
So it was just Skinny.
Yeah, that was it. And it was spelled SKNY.
They could have called you.
Huh. Called me.
It's 2000.
It's the year 2000. Yeah. I might have a pager then.
You didn't have a Nokia then or something like that?
What was your
first cell phone?
My first cell phone was a Nokia.
What year?
Probably around 2000, to be honest. Maybe it was 99.
Chris loves Snake.
Snake. Mm. Oh, my God.
Oh, what Snake. A game. I miss it so.
You can download it on your phone right now. It's still there.
Welcome to Mystery Crate.
Oh, hey.
Chris welcomes you.
Which one?
You would never say that in a normal episode. Like, you don't have to say things. That
wouldn't
you
I, if Chris I... would say welcome, don't I have to say Chris welcomes
Whoa.
You?
No.
Don't I have to
there's,
say?
There's no
you
I.
Just, you just spelled it.
Does that? Okay, so.
There's no so it doesn't have to go Chris. In front of every sentence I say. It's only where I would. It's
you
only where Chris
again.
Would say
you
I.
Again.
Yeah,
again.
You just said I.
Mm-hmm.
You don't you get to say I or me.
There's no I in team.
You just get to say Chris Cody. Does Chris Cody get to say that? Well, Chris Cody says whatever Chris Cody wants to say. You got to talk like that.
Chris Cody doesn't like this game anymore.
Well, if it's
you shouldn't have picked the punishment.
It's a punishment, yeah.
It's not
I
a
think
game.
It's working then.
Not a game.
I think it's life. More complicated than that because he has to say Chris Cody.
Let's get Billy
brought to you by
more,
Sheets
yeah.
and mm-hmm. Giggles.
Chris thinks that Billy and I are annoying everyone. Damn it, I suck at this.
Oh my yeah. God, you're so
bad.
At this.
You're terrible.
I just want to say Chris at the beginning of everything and hope that gets me out of it.
You know, the best way to do this is to talk less.
Yeah.
If you've
right.
noticed, I've
yes.
been
exactly.
quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we need to interview Billy at some point.
Yes,
just so
we do.
We can get
you.
To the
Billy,
bottom.
Billy, your 21st birthday, what happened that day? Where were you? Where'd you celebrate? What year was it?
Sung.
What year is your 21st birthday?
The year was 2008.
Where were you?
It's the same
wasn't
song.
That long ago.
It's the same song. I like it.
Did you have a cell phone?
Yes, I had a cell phone. It was 2008. What year did you get a cell
T-Mobile
phone?
T-Mobile Sidekick?
I think 2007. I shared one with my sister, though.
Scooby-Doo?
I almost just started singing, too, because it's just... Yeah.
We should all do it.
Feel free to join me. It's lots of fun.
Were so you're going to answer the question?
You were in college. You were at FIU.
Pause up. Pause up.
I mean, that's an actual song you can sing, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? You gotta sing
isn't
the
it?
Words.
Isn't it?
Billy
Maybe
Gill.
We should all
Welcome
sing.
To Cinephobe. Welcome to Cinephobe, the podcast where we watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain where they are accurate.
Accurately
rated. Or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. That's Cinephobe, produced by Anthony Mays. Wherever you get podcasts.
See, that's how you do that, right?
You
that's how
you are
so much better than I am at this punishment. I mean, El Hassan, also known as Skinny.
Keep going. Skinny. Keep going.
You know I was disappointed last week.
Why?
Because I was invited on Cinephobe for the first time.
Which one did you want to be on?
Zach Harper asked me to rate.
Oh, don't say it yet. Don't say it yet. Because that's still a big surprise in the weeds.
Say it.
Don't.
Don't.
Someone else has to say
it. Chris wants you to say it.
Don't say it.
I thought I missed my chance, say but it seems like I might not have.
The door is still open because there's another month coming up.
Standing invite.
Is the door ajar or is it open?
The door is open because there's another month with a theme that also fits this particular film that Billy was asked to do a cinephobe on.
Doesn't involve a car?
No more questions.
Roy, stay
out
of this.
Let's talk to Chris Cody some more. Chris, let me give you some advice on how to do the third person stuff.
Talk to Chris.
This is how you do it. You do it like you are an athlete from like the 90s in the movies, though. Right? Because the movies always want to show that these athletes are so entitled. They talk about themselves in third person. So you always had guys talk, man, Amino Hassan does whatever Amino Hassan wants. And we don't tell Amino Hassan what to do because Amino Hassan's his own man. Understood?
It's amazing how Dwayne Johnson got away with doing all this for 18, 20 years doing the Rock character because he did that in third person.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you smell what the Rock is cooking?
Chris has been cooking some good stuff lately, actually.
Really? What have you some food? Been cooking?
Sassier. Say it sassier, Chris. Chris has been cooking up some good stuff.
Chris cooked some chicken piccata?
No. Earlier. Sassier. Chris has been cooking some chicken piccata.
Bicota.
Be careful, Chris.
Care about you.
This is a trap. Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trap! Mm-hmm. Billy, where were you on your 21st birthday? I'm not going to forget this.
Mm-hmm.
Text somebody, call somebody. If you don't remember, maybe it was that memorable night. I don't know.
Sounded like the Jetsons theme, what he was doing there.
Like he George Jetson.
It does,
tell
right?
Me, why don't you tell us what you did on your 21st birthday?
Yes, boy, Roy.
My 21st birthday. It was a Whiskey Wednesday in the Grove.
Oh, man, you didn't invite me? Oh, it was 21st
birthday. For 21st birthday, yeah.
Roy just heard whiskey.
My ears perked up.
Green Street. And what was the other? Oh, we went to Moe's. I had a huge
welcome
Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's.
Not that kind of Moe's. It's different Moe's.
Moe's.
It was
a tavern?
So
it was
worse Moe's.
It was a bar. It was a bar.
Green Street, that's a pretty fancy place, no?
Well, yeah, it's Whiskey Wednesdays, though, so they had whiskeys for like $5, I think, Billy, if you remember correctly. I don't know.
Chris, you would like that Moe's better. Sometimes there was an inflatable bull that you could ride.
Yeah, there was.
Chris would like that.
And lots of moose juice.
Now you're talking Chris's language.
The moose juice is like a 32-ounce
bucket
plastic cup. That was huge. Think about the Flanagan's cup, twice that size.
Flanagan's.
Exactly.
Of sugar water.
Of sugar water topped with 151, essentially.
They didn't put Everclear in that, right?
What's everyone's experience with mechanical bulls?
Oh, that's a great question.
I've never been on a mechanical bull.
Chris has anyone ever been on one?
Chris did it once in Las Vegas. There was a bar in Las Vegas that Chris ended up somehow.
How long did you stay on it?
Not long.
Sassier. Chris did it as a mechanical bull. Chris wasn't off alone.
It's hard enough for Chris to just get.
It's
hard enough for Chris to just get this right. So I'll, once I have it down. What?
Oh no!
Oh my God! All right. So
Roy,
at the end
Roy,
of the episode,
I'm so glad bull, we're doing this
episode,
on
this
show.
We should all vote.
Roy Mechanical Bull.
Dan would love this.
No.
That's why I'm glad we're doing it on this show.
I can't wait for Dan to invalidate it. Nope, doesn't count.
Yeah. I think we should decide at the end of the show if Chris passes or not.
I think he suffered enough.
No, not yet.
Mechanical
Bull.
We've
been doing this for like 5 minutes.
It should come as no surprise, Woody, that I've always thought that I could do it really well. But I've never actually done it.
You should try to do it for the rest of the show.
Ride a mechanical bull?
Grid of death punishment mechanical bull?
I meant talking third person.
Yeah. Oh, all right, Amigo.
I've never.
It's all in the hips.
I recently started watching Yellowstone, and like the first season, there's some like bull riding, and it looks really terrifying. I don't think I would ever go on a mechanical bull or a real bull.
I was a little bored by Yellowstone.
Me too. First episode, I was out.
I was like,
The first episode was too long, but it was good.
Didn't grab me.
It was like I don't know, like a rancher succession kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, rancher succession.
Rancher
succession.
No, it's like rancher, like Sopranos. Like they're the ranch people are like a cartel, basically.
Yeah, but there was like the first episode had the board meeting and everybody's sitting down. I was like, eh, you know what?
And it's the daughter, and she's kind of like a power boss. Yes, and I'm like,
it's rancher succession.
She's not really a great character. It's very Sons of Anarchy meets.
I've never seen Sons of Anarchy.
Me neither.
Really?
Yeah, Motorcycle Gang.
I think the creators
really
of Sons of Anarchy made Yellowstone.
Motorcycle gangs, and then also television show dramas with commercial breaks.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to be in it and not exit.
If you watch it on Netflix, there's no breaks now.
For Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
Oh.
I watched it for Charlie Hunnam, to be honest.
Yeah. Did they curse? Did they F-bombs?
I believe so. It was very gory.
FX. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Very gory show. There's one season of it. It's either the second season or the fourth season. It was like one of the worst seasons of television ever, and I stuck through it for some reason and ended up watching the entire series.
Wait a second.
It was really bad.
Why do I want to watch this now?
I'm not telling you to watch it. I'm just telling you it's on Netflix. Without
you're like, oh, right. Sounds of Anarchy. You never watched it? Like,
no, I just, it was very popular, so I was surprised you guys hadn't seen it.
Billy, you've seen it?
I have not seen it. Thanks for asking, Tony.
What's something that you've watched where the rest of us haven't? You can explain it to us.
The Mask Singer.
I stopped watching that 3 seasons ago.
No, so you've been faking
That's a serious revelation.
A loveless marriage with Masked Singer.
Does that include the final season you covered it on the show?
No, that season I was still watching. But to be honest, I was glad to get a break.
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
I think it died when the ladder almost hit Dan. I think that was the point where you're like, you know what? I can't do this anymore.
It's too risky.
Yeah.
I've gone too far.
Can we do an oral history on that? What happened?
I flew too close to the ladder? Sun.
Yeah. I never heard like the backstory.
Gone all too right. far.
I believe someone pointed out. When
here's
you
the
did...
oral history. Billy almost knocked the ladder over Dan.
Yeah.
Good
okay,
story.
But
good story.
Well, it wasn't his fault.
That
there's more
can
to
be
that.
Proven.
It wasn't his fault.
There's got to be more.
Well, no, it was more to that. I also.
I think people was involved at some point too.
People.
People.
Not Billy people.
Oh, the real people.
The real people.
Oh,
I miss him so much. What do you think he's up to now?
I wonder what he is up to.
Sas.
That dude was awesome.
You guys are doing jokes for 4 people.
Yes. I'm just doing jokes for Tony.
Yeah. 4 people.
Sas.
Me, Chris, Roy, and Billy.
Yeah. Sas.
Yeah.
So what happened? So what happened the day of the ladder falling?
Dan got sent to the penalty box for some reason, but it's also doubled where the music dome was.
Mm. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Now it's dead.
Well, it's not dead.
Well,
it's not a spoiler either.
It's under renovation.
It's under renovation, exactly. Mm. So Dan's sitting in the penalty box. Billy is doing his thing. And from what looks to me, Billy may have gone over to move something very quickly and then realized that the ladder was falling and moved out of the way, and it hit the space between Dan and Billy right in the middle. Right? Is that what? Do I have that right?
I pulled down the ladder.
Oh!
You wow!
He pulled it.
It wasn't going well, and I needed something to happen.
Isn't that like obvious in the video that he pulled it?
So I pulled down the ladder.
Oh my God!
It was so loud.
Chaos.
So loud.
So the bit was dying, and you said, you know what'll do this? A tragedy.
It was very quick. I jumped from one side to the other, then I saw the ladder, and I acted. I pulled it down. I almost killed Dan.
It's the same ladder that we spilled the slime on you with.
We have the sound.
Oh, no.
Thingamajig was going up against the tree. The tree. All right. The tree.
Jesus.
What happened? All right. The tree perform total eclipse of the heart.
I could have killed Dan. Oh my God.
He kept doing show.
Yes.
Trick.
That is so
sometimes
hard.
The show needs something. Am I right, Billy? Sometimes you get hey. The show needs something.
Chris is right.
Who?
Am I right? Is Chris right? Is Chris Cody right?
Fuck all of you.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Hey, whoa. We're on the same team here. We're on the same team.
Hmm.
None of this would have been possible if you would have actually, you know, just done it.
It was a calculated risk.
Wait, so you intentionally had the ladder fall?
Yes, yes. That's the revelation. That's
it. Was it really calculated?
It wasn't actually planned. Again, I jumped from one side to the other, and I saw the opportunity and took advantage. I'm really bad at this.
Nah, you're doing great.
Amin was
better. You're doing better than Chris.
Chris is doing all right.
You gotta give
You
got to give us some notes, Billy.
The problem was I didn't come in with a theme. Should I have gone with a musical theme? Should I have gone with some sort of rock theme?
I think you should sing to like a popular song, like Happy Birthday. Or like
I was
going
to do it
melody.
To the theme of Blue's Clues.
What's the theme of Blue's Clues?
I would have guessed you knew.
Blue's Clues was my favorite show growing up until my sister told me that Steve died. And so I was like traumatized.
And so when you found out he was alive, did
it? Like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it changed your life?
It did.
Did you cry? A lot of people cried, apparently.
I didn't cry, but I was like really confused and shocked.
That video got Chris a couple months ago, whenever that was.
Yeah. Did you cry when you saw Steve?
Chris got a little teary.
Aw. It was pretty emotional.
Brings back a time.
Yeah, it does. Blue's Clues was great. Blue's Clues was like my introduction to mystery shows. And then I went straight to Columbo, Murder, She Wrote, and then went into like the really hard stuff after that. Blue's Clues was a gateway drug for me.
The other day, I came up with a theory about Blue's Clues.
Let's hear it.
You know how Blue would go around and show Steve all the clues with the paw print on it?
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Blue committed the crimes.
Whoa.
Blue's fingerprints were on all of the clues. Why? Why?
So Blue is a criminal?
Why?
Do you think the statute of limitations has passed? Is he, like, going to get arrested now?
I also think when I saw the parade on Thanksgiving, they referred to Blue as a she. I could be wrong.
Yeah, Blue's
I think you're
girl.
Right. But no, didn't Blue have a friend that was pink and that was
Magenta.
The...
Magenta.
Magenta.
You watched the Thanksgiving Day parade?
I had it on.
Why?
I don't know. What would I watch then?
Football?
It's at
that
9
came on
a.m.
after. Huh.
You're not a parade person?
No, I'm not a parade guy.
Why
I've never
not?
Sat down and said, you know what I'm gonna watch? People holding balloons in the air.
You don't put
down.
It on at least?
No.
You're not a human.
I mean all it is
going on
just,
here.
It's just Broadway plays over here doing their little 1 second
hate
skit.
That.
It is crazy how sold the thing is. Like every single float is just sold by this cow. It's commercialized insanely.
It's like here's a turkey, and then the guy's like on the bottom trying to hold it, like it's getting blown into a building.
Chris, do you like parades?
Chris likes to put that one on Thanksgiving. Chris does not generally love parades.
Let's say, are there any other parades?
St. Patrick's Day parade,
championship
Pride
parades.
Do you watch? You watch those?
Parade.
You watch that?
No.
I'm not asking what are other parades. I know there are other parades.
I was going to say the Rey Mago parade.
What's the best advertising in all of advertising? Because Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade is pretty good. I think Pepsi halftime show is pretty strong.
I don't think a Pepsi halftime show.
Wrigley Field.
Yeah,
Wrigley Field is solid. Yeah. Chris thinks that, I don't know. Chris thinks Macy's Day parade is the one to beat.
Not anymore.
Macy's parade, give me a better... Give Chris a better example of perfect that because you don't even think of you're just it's the Macy's Day Parade. You're not even thinking of the store Macy's. It's so ingrained to say Macy's Day Parade.
Dr. Pepper Challenge where they throw the football into the
Chris just did that thing that a lot of people do where he doesn't call it Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. He just calls Thanksgiving Macy's Day.
A lot of people do that.
So he wins this argument because he thinks Macy's has a day.
Macy's Day.
Well, a lot of people do that. Chris, don't worry.
Chris just most spoke. I know it's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
A lot of people do that. Are you
Chris
serious?
Most spoke. Billy is crushing this. He has been tremendous.
He almost
thank
lost.
No,
you.
I know.
Thank you. Thank you.
There it is.
Thank you, thank
you.
You
can hold that for long.
Thank you.
What
thank
did you guys?
Thank
you.
Why did that not come on?
I'm trying to do this Oklahoma thing, but I don't remember the songs.
Oh! Oklahoma, blah, 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 blah.
Blaine on the Blaines.
Yes.
Where the wind is deep. Hammer.
Another thing I haven't seen. I'm out musicals. I'm out.
You know you belong to the land, and the land ain't belong to its grand.
This thing about like hating musicals that you and Cortez have. Did you not watch?
I hate musicals.
It's not just three people.
It's just here you go.
Attaboy.
Put the rings. There you go.
Oh my god. You guys
there you
are
go.
Very
yep. There you go.
Yes. Activate.
Look, yes. Did you not like any Disney movies growing up?
No, no, no.
They're not musicals.
They are.
They
just literally called High School Musical.
This is really easy.
I've never seen that.
Jessica.
Me neither.
If the musical is basically, hey, we're having a movie and then we're going to sing a song like Moana. That's
yes.
cool. I'm with it 1,000%.
Yes.
Grease, I'm with it. What I'm not with is what Billy is doing.
Zero dialogue.
Like, where it's like, not what Billy's
sing
doing.
Sing the entire thing.
Yes, when they sing the entire thing. So, Hamilton.
Garbage.
Oklahoma. I'm not with any of that stuff. I like a movie with a story, and then you sing every once in a while.
Yes.
Not a fan of Glee?
But then you like some musicals. Like, you're not out
Grease.
On all musicals.
Grease.
But those Grease are still musicals.
But it's not because there's dialogue.
Musical doesn't mean that every single word is sung.
Some people say that.
Yeah.
I don't think, okay.
So well, I've heard people
that's
say
a very,
that.
Very inclusive.
I heard Chris
when
say
I
that
inclusive definition.
When I complained about Hamilton, they told me, I was like, they sang the whole time. I said, you didn't know it was a musical? Well, I said, no, I thought it was a musical like Grease. Like
yes,
they would
like a like, play.
They would play, and then every once in a while they'd sing about freedom or whatever.
Exactly.
Right? Instead, I'm like,
ha, 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 ha,
LOL.
Aw.
Oh, man.
I think you guys like some musicals.
No. I don't like any musical.
You like
no.
The Lion King?
Do you
that's
like
not a
to
musical,
smile?
Though.
Oh my god!
There's
of course
music
it's a musical.
No,
musical.
There's music.
So you're not including
you're
the animated
just,
musical.
You're,
you're not including
you're
animated
dialogue.
Musicals.
Dialogue.
Dialogue. The
you're
dialogue
making,
is
you're
missing
a distinction.
The
you're making a distinction within the category of musicals. You're not saying that you don't like
not
all musicals.
Disney's, not every Disney movie is a musical.
Of course it is.
No, it's not.
If it's on Broadway, it's
the
by definition
a musical.
That's not true.
There are
wait. Name a Disney movie that doesn't. That's not a musical.
The Big Green.
The big what?
Dream, the soccer movie.
That's a classic one. There's a Billy Goat in it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think
the Billy Goat's not singing.
A Disney animated movie.
Like,
is it animated?
A Disney classic.
No, live action.
No, a Disney animated movie that's not a musical. Wally doesn't have songs?
I don't think anyone speaks.
Are we including Pixar?
I don't know.
Robin Hood.
Same company.
Robin Hood doesn't have songs.
Robin Hood, yes.
The old ass one?
The old ass one.
With the fox?
The fox.
That's my favorite one, by the way. That's one of the best Disney
songs. I haven't seen that.
Jungle Book is the best.
Does Finding Nemo? I don't think Finding Nemo has music.
Just keep swinging. Just keep swimming.
I mean, that is...
But it's not a musical. It's just a song.
I don't think they ever break into song.
Okay. You're right.
Look, Lion King has a ton of music in it. But it's not a musical because there's dialogue back and forth.
Okay, that's your own opinion.
But that's Oliver and Company has dialogue back and forth.
Yeah, it's like Oliver Twist, but it's like cats or whatever.
Yeah, cats and dogs.
Tony's personal definition of musical.
What? Is there only, is that, there's only song.
Right, that's you. That's you. What is Billy doing?
Was OJ here? No. Why are these
isotoners in here? Isotoners.
I shouldn't be touching those.
If the glove fits, Billy, put them on.
Yeah.
If the glove fits, you must acquit.
Yeah, maybe you will be
should
acquitted.
I?
Put them on, put them on. Put
dare
them on.
I?
Yes. Put one of them on, though.
Wait, but the glove didn't fit. Why did he say that?
Because if
the glove don't fit, you must
if
acquit.
If the glove correct. Doesn't fit.
Not if the glove fits. That would
be guilty.
That's how you got to do it. Yeah, you got to.
Harder.
And then you got to shrug. Yeah, what am I?
Man.
Hello, it's good world.
Carl Douglas.
It's me, yours truly. Well.
I have to be honest, guys. I'm fuming right now because Chris is avoiding contributing to Mystery Crate.
He really is.
Because of the third person thing. So much so to kill time. Fulfilling cameos.
Oh, you guys. Everyone say hi to cameo. Say hi to Adam. No, let's sing happy birthday to Adam.
That's a load.
I'm not saying
happy
birthday.
Happy birthday.
No, if it was paying me to sing, then maybe.
No.
Are you guys all on cameo?
Yeah. You still haven't signed up?
I am being hounded.
You sign up and let me like
No.
I will give a referral
fee.
I gave a referral to Roy. Addison keeps bothering me about Jess and Witty.
I'll take Witty.
I'm taking Jess.
Does that make me?
I got Jess.
But Witty, I'll send you a referral.
I'm sitting right next to her.
What do I get out of this?
You get to be on Cameo.
You get the reward to somebody who's having a baby.
Let's split this shit.
Okay.
No. Okay.
50-50.
That's impossible.
It's not impossible.
I'll get you on.
I'll sign you up, buddy. Yeah. You're good.
You're good. Jess,
I don't want to be on Cameo. It's fine.
I'll give you training that you wouldn't get from any one of these other guys.
Explain what I need to know before I potentially join Cameo, because I have also been hounded about it. I don't have a lot of time to do it.
Okay. You don't need that much time.
No,
but I kind of do, because I need to put on makeup and stuff. And it takes longer.
It'll be two seconds. Trust me.
But they have said that time is like a boon time for Cameo.
Really? Because I haven't got any.
Chris got a text from Addison yesterday saying, "What do we do to get everyone else on board?" Like, he's reaching out, trying to
I flatly said to him, "I don't want to do this. I can't imagine anything I would like less." And he played. Don't you want to connect with the fans?
Don't you want to get paid?
That's all it's about. You're doing this for money.
Right, no. I know I'm doing this for money. Like,
this is what you do.
I don't want to spend my free time.
Witty.
Me and my selfie camera, we're not friends.
Witty, let me tell you right now.
I don't like my selfie camera. It doesn't like me.
Witty, are you signing up with me or with the...
No, he's with me.
Oh, in that case, I'm not going to give you any advice. Jess.
Wow.
I'll consider... Going with Amin.
I just texted Addison. I'm trying to talk Jess into Cameo.
Why don't you guys make some legit pitches to me and then I'll decide? Because right now you're just yelling.
The knowledge. Witty's already playing.
Me and you, bro. Me and you. Listen. It's very simple.
People
send you stuff.
None of these guys do voices, Jess. We do voices. We're different.
Who doesn't do voices?
I'm having a baby. Scoundrel.
And I need them.
Who doesn't do voices?
That's my bit.
Do you do voices?
Chris does an Ethel Merman.
Chris does voices.
Let me hear Ethel Merman.
Who?
I don't know. Dan, you gotta
make requests.
I have no idea what it is, but Dan always says
Ethel Merman.
Yeah,
that Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump.
Be careful, Chris.
Chris is not a piano bar.
You just said
give us a request. I gave you an Oscar-nominated film.
You're behind the piano right now asking.
Chris was just objecting to Amin saying that.
All right, do Bane.
Well, hello. Yes.
No, that's Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
What? Try again.
007.
Jess is great at voices.
Billy, how about you quit Cameo, and then I send you a referral, and then you join back with
mine? No, don't do that, because I got his referral.
What?
Oh, shit.
Come on.
I gave it to Roy.
What?
Roy's over here like...
collecting paychecks.
Jerry Heller. You're just eating off everybody. Hey, you know
what? I'm having a baby.
Like Dr.
Dre wants to get paid too.
The referrals is not where the money's made, though. I mean, I have my dad on referrals. Chris has his dad on referrals.
Okay. I had Charlie Hume did too.
Right.
How much you make? Really, how much you make?
$5.
14
total.
Cents, maybe.
What is everyone's fees? Like, if I set mine really high,
okay, so
just did one or two, is
so,
that worthwhile?
Yeah, so
$5.
So you're gonna find, especially when you first sign up, and because you haven't done it, this is what I wish I had known. The crush at the beginning is so high that you could have charged anything and you would have made it. And then as time goes by, it trickles a little. So I would say set your price high end, and then if it's not hitting enough as you'd like, then you start to come down a bit.
Oh, I like this.
Oh, I guess we should have said that on air.
What's high?
Shit. Cut that.
Chris is $39. But Cameo takes a chunk of
Which
that.
Chris?
Cameo takes a large chunk.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple does as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Cut that.
Yeah, that's why you need an answer.
I discovered something the other day, Amin, that you might like to know.
What's that?
Do you know Scott Hansen?
Red Zone Scott Hansen.
Oh, yeah, Scott.
From the Red Zone.
I thought you meant Chris Hansen at first. I was like, okay, oh, shit. Uh-oh. What's happening? I swear to God, she said she was 21.
Oh, you're getting set up.
Chris Hansen.
To find a predator, not the point.
You want
to
tell me what you're doing here?
You're doing that paper bag, sir.
As you mentioned, when people book Cameo on Apple, they take a cut.
Chunk, yes.
Scott Hansen in his profile says,
book me on the website and it will save you money.
Does it save them money? It doesn't
no,
save them money.
I don't
money.
Think that's true.
It saves him money.
Heady play, though, by
absolutely
him.
Absolutely true.
Heady play by him.
The goat.
He doesn't seem like the guy that would do that.
He's also very expensive.
By the way.
How expensive?
$200+.
Yeah, wow. Because people watch Red Zone all the time.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, I'm not doubting it.
Chris has noticed that $250 seems to be the sweet spot for people that think they're celebrities. Right. If you're like a real celebrity, $250
who
seems
else,
to be
who
the
sweet spot. Let's play
players. This game. I'm going to read out a celebrity name and you guess ooh, how yes. much they charge.
I love this game.
I love this game.
I love this
game.
I love such this a great game.
It's time to guess that. Cameo! With our host Amino Hess.
Hi, guys. All right, let's get started. This one's nice and easy. Fastball right down the middle. Sports personality, Skip Bayless.
Wow, he's on
Skip
cameo.
Bayless.
Wow.
500.
Wait, are we all blurting it out, or are we going to go around the circle rapid fire?
We should do Price is Right style.
Okay.
Closest $1. Without going over.
All right, one
closest
at a time.
Closest without going over.
Let's go around the
$4.99.
Wow, that's a lot.
Rapid fire, Woody.
$3.19.
$2.50.
$1.
Prices.
$2.75.
$5.99. Oh, you got a
$5.99.
Who had $3.19?
I did.
$3.49.
Let's go.
Wow.
All right. Good okay. Job.
All right. Woody's got 1-0 to me.
All right. So let's transition away from sports.
This is gonna be hard.
To Carmen Electra.
Ooh.
Chris doesn't want to go first this time.
Carmen Electra, we'll start over here.
$249.
$199.
$150.
$300.
$301.
$199
and 1 cent.
Again, Witty.
Yes!
She is also at $349. All right.
Are now, you just in the $349?
No. Watch this.
What are pennies?
Let me up the ante a bit, shall we?
Whoa.
TJ. TJ is a viral star from the Bing Bong videos who said, Joe Byron. He's on cameo.
He's a Joe Byron guy.
Joe Byron.
What do you want to tell Joe Byron right now?
TJ, who gave us Joe Byron, what is his cameo? Let's start with the middle now, and then we'll work our way outward.
49.
65.
150.
170.
A hundy.
I don't know who this is.
Bing bong.
Just guess.
Bing
I don't
bong.
Know what that is.
You don't know the Bing
what do you
bong
want to tell Joe Byron right now?
Not singing.
What do you want to tell Joe Byron right well, he didn't now? Sing.
I don't know who that is. $1.
The answer, Jess, you're the winner. The answer is $35.99.
Wow.
I'm more expensive than that guy. I mean, Chris
man,
is here.
Just a little bit over.
Chris, you're so bad at this.
Let's see here. Oh, this is a good one.
I kind of want to do it like third person the rest of the show just to see how hard it is.
Give it a try. Why not?
Maybe I will. All right. Maybe Jess will.
Oh, you're right.
It just failed.
I didn't say I was starting
it's
yet.
It's over.
Okay. I'm starting now.
Okay.
All right.
Miles Straw. He plays for the Cleveland Guardians. He's a baseball player.
The Guardians.
That's what they're called now, Jess.
Yeah.
Miles Straw.
At first, I thought you were talking about the NAFL team. Jess give it, thought you were give talking it a, about
yeah, you
the
failed
NAFL
already.
Team. I'll start.
$125.
$47.
It's a major league professional player, Miles Straw.
$150.
$200.
$109.
He pays people $10.
Chris might be the winner. $25.99.
That's what I said.
Closest without going over. That's
negative $10.
I mean, Chris has a suggestion to make this a better segment. Do people we've heard of.
Okay. How about Braylon Edwards? We've heard of him. Former NFL player.
Chris is excited now.
There you go.
Jess.
Braylon Edwards, what do we think? Let's start in the back over there. Witty, let's start with you.
$39.99.
$69.
Nice.
$75.
$70.
Damn
it. $54.
$99.
Tony,
$54.99.
Let's
wow.
go!
Good job, Tony.
That's the app price.
I get two on that.
Yeah, he gets $7 out of that. after they take their cuts.
Wait, actually?
No.
Oh, I was like, whoa.
That's
Jess
high.
Was like, whoa.
Friend of the program.
Yeah, this is hard.
Wow. Baron Davis.
BD.
Ooh.
Baron Davis, friend of the program.
Co-host.
$199.
Like $199?
Chris concurs.
I'll go.
Which one?
$115.
$205.
$155.
$105.
$106.
Well, you guys all went over, so nobody wins.
Wow. $89?
$99.99.
Huh.
Yeah, how about that?
Let's do one more. Let's say the best for last
year. Give me a category you guys want.
Sports media, I think. Is
porn.
Sports media.
Is Greenberg on there? Greeny?
Porn? Do we want porn?
Chris said it.
Is that a thing?
How would you recognize who on that list was in porn?
Oh, that's a category.
Trust me.
It's a meme. He knows.
He's seen it before.
Let's see. Abella Danger. Yes, she is. How about that? Abella Danger porn star.
You look at my name.
This took a turn. This took a turn.
This took a turn. This took a turn.
This took a turn.
This took a turn.
This took a turn.
This took a turn.
This took a turn.
This took a turn.
This
took a turn. This took a turn.
This took a turn.
This took a turn.
This took a turn.
This took a turn.
This took a turn.
This took a turn.
This took a turn.
I got one better.
$315.
Then Abella Danger. I'm going to go back to sports media because I've got Charlie Hulme on here.
Oh, boy.
Billy knows he's going to be
Billy
excluded.
Knows? Okay.
Charlie Hulme is Billy's downline.
Oh, no. Never mind then. How about Juju Gotti?
Oh!
$69.99.
No, he lowered
song.
It. He lowered it.
Really?
I think he lowered it. I think he's
was
at
it actually?
I know he started at Chris knows that he started at $69.
I think he's at $39.99.
Okay. You got $39.99. What do you got?
$69.99.
$59.
$32.
$44.
$67. $69.99 on the dot. Billy, you are our most accurate guesser of the day, beating out Tony's $54
by
99 cents.
Damn it. What do you have to say for yourself?
I told him he should lower it.
Abella Danger's off the board. She says, notify me when available. Or it says, notify
market
me.
Market price.
How would market we price that?
She's a fucking lobster. That's what she is.
Hey, yo. Jim Harbaugh of the Jags.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What?
I was just joking.
Oh.
Why Chris was joking?
I got everyone excited. I knew if I just threw in a random news. Chris knew if he threw in a random news thing.
You're an asshole.
But like, what does it have to do with anything?
It was funny to see everyone perk up. Like, what?
I was literally looking at ESPN right now, and I didn't see that. So
you guys
know,
like a fake
Chris
news story
every
once in a while? Just throw out to your friends
and
see what they say?
No, a fake news story.
There was zero.
Sports news.
Michigan is in the playoff in 2 weeks.
No, what it sounded like something that just broke that I just saw upon my computer.
It didn't make any sense.
That is usually linked to a link that has a certain gentleman to it.
Greatest fake sports news story you've ever seen.
Ooh.
If you get it, you get it.
Greatest fake sports news story you've ever seen. I got one I don't think will be top.
What's yours?
Someone wrote a profile about Kawhi Leonard a couple years ago, and then someone created a fake excerpt from that article in which it said that he showed up to dinner at a steakhouse, team dinner at the steakhouse.
And ordered apples, right?
No, he brought his own sack of apples.
Oh, I remember this.
And when they asked him, like, are you sure you don't want to get a steak or anything? He said, apple time. And everyone thought it was real. Because it just sounds like something Kawhi Leonard would do, because we don't know anything about him. And since then, anytime we have callers on the radio, we'll say, hey, call you on the air, they'll say, hey, how's it going, guys? And just stop as if it's a conversation. I'll always say, apple time. And oh, great. And then they'll go into their question.
How does this end?
It ends by me saying,
I think you should have a closing number.
Yeah. And Chris, part of it too, but actually doing it in third person.
Yeah.
Why don't you like sing closing time on the way?
What's in that tin?
Popcorn.
Oh,
popcorn.
Wow.
You want some?
Yeah.
Share it.
Where'd that come from?
So, Chris,
what's in the tin?
How do we feel about the cheddar popcorn?
How do we feel about all sharing it?
I can't cups. We get some cups.
COVID. Unless there's unless there's popcorn that you'd get at a movie theater, I'm out on popcorn.
Really?
All the varieties of popcorn.
You don't do the Garrett's popcorn from Chicago?
Nope.
Oh, you're missing out, man.
Oh, Garrett's is so good.
Pretty good popcorn.
Same with Nuts on Clark.
It mixes It mixes the cheddar with the caramel.
Ooh, I love that one.
Witty, do you do the liquid butter?
Of course.
Of course.
The topping. It's not even butter, it's topping.
Yeah.
Butter topping.
It's just
love
oil.
The topping.
Love
you
it.
You go first time, you have your first run through, then you're about halfway done with the bag. Hopefully before the trailers end, you go back inside.
Why would I
get some more butter
Holy
topping?
Hell.
Hey, let me put you on game really
your
quick.
Your cholesterol must
ready?
Be high.
I'm already there. Go ahead, King.
So listen to this.
Okay.
You walk up.
Mm-hmm.
You get your large popcorn.
Yeah.
You go to the butter machine,
mm-hmm.
which is next to the soda machine.
Mm-hmm.
You get a straw.
Yep.
You put said straw into the spigot.
Mm-hmm.
You put it into the popcorn.
Yeah.
You push the button. it fills up from the bottom.
Bottom. Up. Started from the bottom. Wow. Now we're here. Yeah.
Like the germs that are spreading there.
I mean, what
that's
germs?
Just, I don't know.
It's a clean
just,
straw.
Chris doesn't
It's a brand
know.
New straw. It's a brand new straw.
Wow, that no, is
it's not
a
like
life
putting
hack
their mouth
right
on
there,
the butter.
Here's another one.
But you need to move the popcorn to have
it just seems if,
evenly
you like that?
It just seems if everyone did that,
but
we're
not
spreading
everybody
some
does
shit
it. That's
around.
Why I'm putting you on Game.
Well, you start at the bottom
and then you work your way.
Tony, yeah. I love this idea.
Here's another one. If you don't want to do that, you know those little trays they give you, those brown mm-hmm. cardboard trays.
Right.
That's what you do.
Ooh, empty
half,
it out, yeah.
Half of it there, and then butter it up, and then butter the other half that's in the bucket. Now you've got
Do
two.
You guys ever put Reese's Pieces in your popcorn?
I know.
Reese's.
I put M&M's in my
what?
Popcorn,
that's
and they
gross.
Are fire.
What?
Disgusting.
Bunch of Crunch or Reese's?
Two Reese's.
What the hell is
Why are we
bunch
adding
of
things to
the
popcorn?
Bunch of crunch, the popcorn.
You literally just butter. Said that you douse yours in butter. What's the difference?
Because butter oh, is
it's
a flavor.
It's an accompanying flavor with popcorn.
You don't think chocolate goes good with popcorn? You're just wrong.
You've never had chocolate?
Out of Snickers bar. Come on. What are we talking about?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, buddy. I just can't respect your opinion on
Thank
sweets.
Thank you.
No. Sorry, buddy.
You drafted Tootsie Rolls first overall.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
do you guys do the...
Sorry, buddy.
Such an old-timey candy.
Do you guys do the Wendy's fries with the Frosty? I don't get that either.
Of course we do.
I don't understand combining these. I like the salty with the sweet. Like, I don't get it.
Have you never had a chocolate-covered pretzel in your entire life?
Oh, my God, the best.
What?
You've never had a chocolate...
Okay, no. This guy's a murderer, dude.
Oh, boy.
I'm tired of this.
You're tired of this.
I just like a regular Bavarian pretzel.
Have you ever had a Wetzel's pretzel?
Not a fat pretzel. I'm talking about the skinny
pepperoni pretzels, the pizza pretzels,
Auntie Anne's.
The Auntie Anne's garlic pretzel. Auntie Anne's garlic pretzel.
The Auntie Anne's or Auntie Anne's?
I say Auntie Anne's.
Yeah. I say Auntie.
Whoever it is, she knows how to make pretzels.
I love the cinnamon ones.
I love Wetzel's too.
Those things pile under the category of smells better than it tastes. Same with the nuts.
The
on
nuts
the
for sure
in Manhattan.
Oh yeah,
oh, the like cinnamon
street nuts. Yeah.
Street nuts smell great.
Oh nuts. My god, like the shit. Smell is intoxicating. Yeah. You walk past those nuts.
No, I think the taste of cinnamon pretzels are still.
Chris Cody for
rated.
Sure has thoughts on these things, but he's avoiding talking.
Chocolate covered pretzels.
Chris is avoiding talking.
You love those, right?
Well, Chris
likes chocolate covered pretzels, of course.
Chris smashed an entire bag during Red Zone.
Chris, I learned today that you have never done the reverse hoodie where your hoodie becomes a feed bag for the popcorn.
Yeah, I've never done that.
I feel
Chris
like
has never done that.
It's right up your lane.
It does seem something like Chris would do.
I have a proposition for the listeners.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Jessica?
If you've been listening to this Mystery Crate, we probably should have said this at the beginning.
Yeah.
Welcome to Mystery Crate.
No, we did already. Jessica did that. But I'm glad you did it.
Go to Sheets and Giggles.
No, that's not it.
Hashtag if you, Shiggles.
If you,
not hashtag. Promo code.
If you can keep track of how many times Chris has screwed up in this podcast and said first person.
Why are you going to do that to people?
Tweet at us.
You got
to
earn that.
Yeah.
What do you mean? No, that's part of the bit.
That's such laborious work.
No, you have to figure out what people are tweeting to Sheets and Giggles.
Fan, yeah.
Guys,
promo code Shiggles.
I have a hoodie hack I want to share with you, but it's too long to sing.
No,
sing it.
No, you got to sing
this. You got to sing it now.
Yeah, come on.
Les Mis is like 4 hours long.
And there's no dialogue, which is why it's trash.
Yes,
trash.
There is. There is dialogue in Les Mis.
There's like three words.
Garbage.
That's not true.
I slept through most of it.
Haven't even watched it.
I did too the first time I saw it, but I was also like...
They sang too much.
Miserable.
Yeah. The other day, I was cleaning my car, and I didn't have a bag.
Uh-huh. Didn't have a bag.
I had trash and bottles I needed to remove, so I tucked the hood into my hoodie and used it as a garbage bag!
How do you tuck the hood?
Was it clean after? Like, I feel like it's dirty after. Yeah,
it was just dirty clothes and bottles of water. It was fine. I washed it after.
How many bottles have to be in your car before you are like, you know what? This is too much.
800.
Yeah. Oh.
Landfill.
I like the visual of Billy's backseat just being like a recycled, one of those recycled carts you see in New York that have 30,000 plastic bottles in it. It's just there in his backseat.
Very hydrated.
And the passenger seat.
Most of them are still half full.
Yeah.
I'll be recycled.
The condensation on the top.
I wish Billy would ask how many is too many. I wish he had said 500. What is it?
525,600
bottles.
How do you measure a dirty car?
You do like musicals.
Yes. I love musicals.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Before we go, we do have to inform the people that we have a Sheets and Giggles giveaway. Chris, you want to tell us more about it?
I'm just holding one close to my heart
Chris,
right now.
Chris, you can hear Chris, it. Chris is holding close to your heart. Who's
guys, we're in sale mode right now, okay? I can't do the stupid thing you guys are doing.
All right. Well, okay.
So, we have Twitter, a package to give Twitter. Away to the listeners.
So soft.
The package would
Sheets,
be a,
right?
Would be a sheet set.
Okay.
$199 in value. A comforter, $169 in value. And a duvet, $99 in value, which adds up to a $469 value.
Nice.
You can go to sheetsandgiggles.com for more information. However, we will be giving away this prize pack to one lucky listener on next week's Mystery Crate. Mm-hmm. And so we need to bring in some submissions right now.
All right.
So I asked you, the group, what should people tweet at Sheets Giggles, to indicate that they listened to the entirety of this episode?
Is this in addition to the people who sent us the soups?
Yes, yes. So last week it was Mike's top five soups that people tweeted at Sheets Giggles. We will collaborate that with this week's entrance, and we will pick randomly from among that group to win this prize pack. So, what should people tweet to at Sheets Giggles?
How do we talk about
Arabella today? Danger's cameo. No, I'm just kidding.
Abella, I guess.
Yeah. Skip Bayless's cameo.
Yeah. Okay, I like that.
Remember
I like
what
that.
The name was.
Skip Bayless's cameo price. What was it again, Amin?
$349.99.
All right, so tweet at Sheets Giggles, Skip Bayless's cameo price of $349.99, and you will be entered for a chance to win a sheet set, a comforter, and a duvet cover. Good luck.
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.